Great leaders know that success is built by creating leaders, not followers. Hey there, elite contractors. Glad to have you here on another episode of the Contracting Coachcast, your place to find ideas, tips, and knowledge to help you take your contracting career or business to the next level. I'm Tony Booth, your host and founder of ContractingCoach.com, where you can find this Coachcast along with other great tools and resources to help you build a prosperous contracting business or career. Thanks, everybody, for joining me on this Thursday, June 13th. We're going to dive into some leadership. I want to share five ways that great leaders create leaders in their organization and create a culture of leadership. And before we get into it, I want to, talk a little background on this. Traditional thought processes often get this wrong, right? When we look at corporate structures and all the things we think about when all that, it's like there's this common thought that, okay, there's this hierarchy chart, where there's a leader at the top. And then the leader has all these followers that go out and they perform whatever the leader wants them to do, right? And so the leader tells them this and tells them that. And that's what these followers do. That's what a great leader does, right? Like he gets them all excited. Well, when you look at great leadership, it's really not about getting people to follow your orders. It's about creating people that are going to go out and do things on your behalf. They're going to go out and take things on their own and make things happen. Followers are the ones that, end up in some kind of cult, or things that they don't do the right things and they just sit in their little cocoon and they follow their lines, where leaders, they go out, take charge, they solve problems, and they fix things, right? And so that whole traditional thinking is kind of flawed. It's not the right approach. We have to, as great leaders, we have to have the understanding, first of all, that great leaders create more leaders in their organization, and we have to have the confidence to allow that to happen. Many times, people in a leadership position find themselves where they get nervous, right? They get scared. Like, what if this person gets too good, and that's kind of the whole corporate structure kind of puts that in there. And I've never liked the way that works because people tend to not handle it properly. And, think that they've become in this position of leadership and they use it as a power trip and they start to, want to create followers. I never wanted followers. I wanted people to go out and do my work for me, right? It's kind of like, I love watching Shark Tank and Mr. Wonderful always talks about how, his money, he likes to send his dollar bills out like soldiers and he wants them to go out and bring back more money. And that's how I kind of look at this whole thing as a leader. I want to create a whole group of leaders that go out and do their thing and bring me back more success. Because the more people I can train to go out and do my thing, the more I can bring back. So as a great leader, we have to recognize that throughout, we want to create leaders throughout our organization. We want everyone in our organization to have that leadership mentality. Yes, they're not all leading the entire company. That's where I think some of this gets confused when people think about creating leaders. They say, well, we don't need, too many chiefs. But it's not about creating chiefs, okay? The old chief things, that comes from managers. And that's absolutely true. We don't need a bunch of managers. We don't need a bunch of managers looking over, three people doing work. That's always the joke you hear about construction workers anyway. I see it all the time on Facebook and stuff where there's one guy in a ditch and there's six hard hats standing over top looking down at the guy in the ditch doing the work. That's not That's not leadership. That's a flaw of management, of people looking over others. And that's just a result of not creating leaders. If you don't create leaders in your organization, then you need a bunch of managers. You need a bunch of people like watching the guy throw the dirt from one side, you know, from one spot to the other and say, oh, you should put the dirt on this side. But that's not what we want to create. That's a flawed model. We want people to have that leadership mentality, to have that ability to take leadership and take ownership of their domain. Doesn't mean they're making decisions. You know, if you got a foreman out there that's running the electrical work, doesn't mean he's making decisions for the company as a leader, but it does mean that he's leading his job and he's taking his ownership and he's going to go out there and do what we outline, and he's going to take it under his wing and make it happen instead of following processes and procedures. Okay, that's what we want. We don't want people that are just there following a bunch of rules that are handed down from the top. That's not what scales. That's not what grows. And if you want to see how that works, you know, it's just, here's a couple things of how that would work, right? Like, just think about a team of people following, you know, that follow processes and procedures. All you got to do is look at like a doctor's office, right? You go to the doctor's office and what happens, right? You get in there and there's a receptionist. They take you, they put you on, you know, their job is to sign you in and they get you to fill out all that paperwork. And then that goes to someone else who's in charge of billing and they do their piece on billing. And then you wait, and then the nurse comes out to take you back to the room where you're going to wait to see the doctor, you know, and they're going to check your vitals. They're going to do this and do that. They're going to look at your chart. Then they're going to come in and ask you a few questions and go through, oh, what is the problem today, Mr. Booth? What can we help you with? Right? No information. They can't share anything with you. They can't help you, right? It all waits on the doctor to show up. And all we're doing the whole time is they're collecting information, following processes and procedures to give to the doctor. So the doctor can come in and sit with you for 10 minutes, decide what he thinks, you know, he can do for you, maybe prescribe something, do this, do that. Then the doctor walks out, gives the instructions to the nurse. The nurse comes in, tells you, here's what we're doing. You're good to go, Mr. Booth. Hope you feel better. If not, check back with us in 2 weeks. Well, here's the problem with that model. It can only scale to as much time as the doctor can fit in patients, right? It doesn't get any bigger than that. It can't go any further because the doctor is the kingpin. So if you have a project running, a business running, where decisions are only made by the project manager or the superintendent or the business owner or the team leader or, you know, the business unit owner, if everything's being funneled up to that person to make that decision, then how can they scale? How can you scale? If you're making decisions, every decision on your project, how many projects can you run? I know if I had to make every single decision and my people weren't out there making decisions on my behalf and doing what's right, I couldn't do that many projects. I don't have enough time. I can't answer all the questions. So we need to have leaders that are out there. We need to have people taking charge and doing their things, right? And going out and spreading our vision, doing our vision, enacting our vision. And if you want to think of the contrast to like the doctor's office, and we know I don't go into religion much, but this is a pretty simple one that everybody knows about. You know, in the Last Supper, Jesus sat with his 12 disciples and he gave them instructions on what to do. He gave them his vision and said, go out, grow this religion, right? And so from that, 12 disciples went out and spread religion throughout the world and continue this day. If those people weren't leaders, those 12 disciples weren't leaders and went out and did their thing, where would it be? Okay. So whether you believe in all that, you know, whatever religion you follow, it's not the religion that I'm talking about here. It's the concept that Jesus sat there with 12 people and told them the message that he wanted to get out and said, go out and save the world. They went and did it. They were leaders. They went and how did 12 people do that all over the world? They knew that they had to do the same thing that Jesus did. They had to create more leaders and more leaders and more leaders. And down the chain, everybody's a leader out there in their domain. So that's what we want to do. As great leaders, we know we need to create those leaders. If we want to scale and be successful and be able to accomplish the things we want to do, then we cannot be afraid of giving people leadership skills, giving them the opportunities and growing them. We should be creating this leadership culture throughout our organization. And so I want to share, you know, kind of five things that we can do as leaders that we can focus on that help develop this leadership culture that instill leadership into our people throughout. Okay. So the first thing, and you know, this is a big thing for me, I talk about it a lot, is develop each individual, right? Develop their skills, develop their knowledge, develop their understanding of the work they do, the domain they're in. And when we're doing that, we have to push them, okay? They're not going to grow unless we push them. So if you have a foreman out there that's running his little crew, and maybe he's putting in conduit, right, in the walls, and every morning you give him a set of instructions, and that's all, you know, you tell him this is what you're going to do. You don't give him any leadway, any way to make decisions. If that's all you do, then that's all you're going to get. We need to, that foreman needs to be out there taking leadership, coming back saying, hey, I need two more people. I need one less guy. Get rid of Tommy. I'd rather have Johnny back. Whatever it is, let them own their domain, okay? And develop their skills, mentor them along the way. So it's everybody above mentors the people below them and develops these individuals by pushing them, by stretching their skill sets so that they grow along with the organization. The next thing we want to do as great leaders is make sure that we teach everyone what success is. And when I say what success is, that's not a number. That's not a percentage of profit. Okay? That's not a 200 foot of conduit installed every day. Those are targets. But what is real success? What does real success look like? Okay? Because success needs to be defined in a vision, not by a number. Because I might go get 200 feet in, but maybe I pissed my client off. Maybe I pissed the superintendent with the GC off by putting my conduit in the way I did. That's not a great vision. Right? When we drive numbers, we drive mistakes. So it's got to be an overall holistic vision that we teach them what it is to be successful in our organization. What is our vision? And teach them how to win, how to go out there and be successful, right? Like if I'm looking at that conduit, the way I'm successful to me would be I'm there ready to install that conduit in the wall. As soon as it's ready for me, the superintendent doesn't have to guide me. You know, my client doesn't have to guide me, doesn't have to tell me, doesn't have to point out mistakes I made, and never has to come see me about being behind. That is success. That's what winning is for that foreman out there installing conduit in the walls. So we teach them how to win. Okay. Third thing we want to do is make sure we're boosting their confidence. Everybody, including me, needs a boost of confidence, right? I mean, we all need that cheerleader on the sideline saying, I know you can go do this. I know you got this, okay? Go out there, because we all have doubt. And when we put people in those stressful situations that are going to help them grow, they're going to have some doubt. So they need to know that their leader is standing there beside them to pick them up if they fall, to help them, to push them and let them know that they can do it and we're here for them. So make sure we're boosting their confidence. Number four is make sure we give them ownership. Okay. If we don't give ownership to people, then they're not leaders. They're just simple followers, like the nurse taking your vital statistics. when you go to the doctor's office. And if you're building an organization that runs in that level, then that's the, if that's what you want, that is fine. But understand that that cap of your business, the cap of your success, will always hinge on you putting in those hours. So you'll never build an organization that grows and scales that allows you any freedom, because just like that doctor, everything hinges on you. So a doctor, right? You know, you think doctors, lawyers, they're all in that same trading dollars for hours. How big can they scale? How big can a doctor scale? If he spends 10 minutes with a patient, 2 minutes, you know, 5 minutes in between, that's four patients an hour. Maybe he can get five, maybe six. If he works 7 hours, 8 hours a day, maybe he sees 40 patients. But he'll never scale more than that, right? So we don't want to be that way. We want to build our organization that can continue to grow and scale and build. And so we have to make sure we boost, we have to give them confidence or give them ownership, let them solve their problems. This all goes back to pushing them as well. So when that foreman's out there that's doing that conduit and he's ready, he's saying, hey, I need more people or I need less people. We don't make that decision for him. We let them take ownership in what they're doing. We give them the opportunities to make those decisions. And then the last thing, number five, is we hold them accountable. Okay. I'm not saying you give them run of the mill and let them go. You know, the guy says, oh, I need five guys. And we know that it only really needs three, but maybe he knows why he needs five. Maybe he knows that he's going to make it quicker, faster, under budget with the five. So we give them that ownership, but then hold them accountable for the things that matter. Okay. Did they deliver on that vision? Did they deliver on, you know, I'm not saying that profits don't matter, production don't matter. They matter, but that's not the big vision, but they still got to meet those goals as well. So we hold our leaders accountable for achieving the results that we're looking for, both in the big picture vision, but on all the other things that we have, okay? Those things are important, but in the big picture of things, we have to drive towards the vision first. So we hold all of our leaders accountable for the results that they're supposed to get, for what they're going out to achieve. But we give them the opportunity to take that ownership. Because when you try to hold somebody accountable to processes and procedures, then you get a dummy sitting behind a desk or sitting out there. They're going to do exactly what you told them. Nothing more, nothing less. And that's not the way to scale, okay? So great leaders know that if we want to grow a scalable, successful business, we have to develop that leadership mentality throughout our organization. And to do that, we've five key things we can do. Develop the individuals, right? Build their skills. Teach them what the success is, what that vision is. Always be there to boost their confidence. Give them ownership in their domain. And then hold them accountable. That's it for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Everybody have an amazing day. Stop waiting. Start building.